Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Karen. I am back. I've been the live studio audience for a while, and I got tired of being in the background. Now y'all can hear my voice. Y'all don't hear me in the background with my cheers and boos objecting to shit. Yeah, now I can talk on the mic and hear what I got to say. I'm back with 100% more ride.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to have the day off. You take it away, audience.
Yes.
Some people are jealous, by the way. Some people, I think they don't understand how the studio audience works. That it's a studio audience of one. It is a lottery, but it's been Karen lately. And I think people are legit trying to be part of it.
Yeah. I saw some upset fans on the forums there. They Yeah, but you know, I don't think I'm gonna let them in my house.
I tell you what, here's a little secret behind the scenes that I think the last week or weaklings should get ahead of time, and that's we're launching the Kickstarter next week, and you can actually get behind the scenes access to a show, and you know that even includes VIP. But we're not gonna talk about that. That's gonna be its own little thing.
You could technically be in the live studio audience if you play your cards right. Yes, that's a great point.
Yes,
that's right. Huh.
Comment
and by cards,
and
I mean credit cards.
Yeah, yes. Play your credit cards right. With the right
debit cards, gift cards, you
with
know.
With the right 3-digit code on the back.
Cash app, as long as it go through PayPal, Venmo, they'll take it all.
Buy yourself a Christmas present. Happy birthday.
Buy somebody else a Christmas present. You know you got somebody that love KATG. Buy it as a gift for them.
That's right. And you like it so much, invent another personality and buy that personality something special.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
Put your Jess Wood on.
In addition to that, we renewed the contract.
It. I get
it. Yeah, it took us
forever. Rob was like, wait a minute. Oh, okay.
Try to keep up, guys. All right.
Kind of slow to the punchline, apparently.
My other self didn't get it. That's all.
One of myself is dying.
That's one version of you. In addition to the Kickstarter, the people who are doing the Kickstarter, their contract has been renewed for another week. So we are glad they are here again. Keith and Hemda, how are you guys doing?
Hello.
Pretty good.
Hey, it is glad that to hear your voice and to see your faces, because I haven't seen your faces as the one in studio guest. I am normally behind the scenes with a separate pair of headphones, so I don't actually get to physically, you know, see y'all like normal. I am just normally with like some headphones on the other side of Roderick, you know.
Yeah, here at Last Week Studios, we like the studio audience to experience it the same way the audio audience will experience the podcast. So we don't want to give them the advantage of seeing faces.
No.
You know, so that's the reason we do it that way.
Also, last week, I was all AI the whole time. I don't really change my opinions much, so what's the difference, you know?
Yeah.
Also, when people need faces, I need extra money. I need faces! That probably costs extra.
It does cost extra.
It does.
Well, look at all these references that some people will not be getting. The faces, the Jess Wood reference. Oh, I love it. Just
faces
so you know.
Are extra, and that's why we come to Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
That is why we come to Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
Be a super fan. Listen to Q&A. Get all the references.
All of them. Oh, I wanted to let you guys know. I know this is kind of off topic. On topic. So I'm
going to decide the topics.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about something that happened in my week, actually today.
Yes.
And this might sound wild. Well, no, it's not wild, but I got my ears cleaned today. And
that's fucking wild.
I'm doing that on Friday. That's the fucking wildest thing. We are party animals. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Party, child. Yes. This right here is the most excitement. Yeah. And the thing is,
what happens? They take like soap and a washcloth?
Not this time. No. They probably did back in the day. Because the thing is, when my doctor, because I go for my annual, my doctor, she was like, oh, you got a lot of earwax in there. And she, you know, she was doing a little thing. She poked down in there because I have small ear canals. So I have earwax buildup and
humble brag.
Yeah. That was first date talk.
Yeah. So I went and they cleared my ears, and she had this thing that sounded like she was blowing in my ears. It was like, and I was like, you sound like you're blowing in my ears. And she was blowing and she was like, this earwax ain't moving. I was like, okay. I was like, well,
we could have saved some money. I have this thing here.
I do not.
It blows air. I think we might have got ripped off, Karen.
Well, those keyboard dusters.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather pay the $20 copay for the professional.
A little bit of that.
That's what it
sounds like. Little bit of that, that's all you need.
That's what it sounds like. And
it's a little funny. It's like your earwax isn't moving, like it's your fault. It's like, well, my insurance is being charged $1,000, so I guess keep working on it.
Yes, let's make this move. And they did the thing. I don't know if we talked about it on here, but I know Roger talked about it, where the person came in, they had like an assistant with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that on here.
Yeah, like they came in, they had assisted with them, and while they was doing the thing, she was like, this is how it's supposed to look. And she was like, open it up and kind of show her like the inside of my ear and stuff like that behind me.
Oh my God.
The show, but like this is what it should not look like. And then she grabbed this long thing, she started kind of screwing kind of down in my ear. She pulled something out. I was like, oh, I can hear the air now. Like, great. I'm glad you got that out. She had to clean both sides. And then she was like,
you got cleaned out so well, your mic sounds better.
Yes. And then she showed me. I was like, I don't think I wanted to see that, but good to know that my ears are actually absolutely, they're spotless now. So now.
Oh, that's wonderful. You don't want to see it? I love seeing it. Absolutely. If the toilet can take a picture before I wipe, that would be, I know. Look, maybe it could have been phrased differently, but I think we all understand that there is a need for this. And if there was a Kickstarter for take a picture of my toilet before I went.
This is, not to jump ahead, but we talked to Natalie Wall, and she likes to talk about sex and taboo shit, and she starts talking about shit. And I'm like, no, that's okay. Yeah. She's like, yeah, but men don't want to talk about that. I'm like, well, there's a difference.
Just say poon.
There's a difference between taboo sex and poon and shit.
Yeah. Also, I don't think there's a Kickstarter for that. There's an OnlyFans for taking pictures of you on the toilet.
Completely different. And they make good money for that and your feet in your underwear. There's it's good money out there for those services.
It'd be funny if Hemda gets her ears clean and all of a sudden she disagrees with me like a lot less.
Oh my God, I could finally hear you. I quit.
Right.
Like, that's what the hell you've been saying all along.
I've
been complaining about you.
I am not even joking. I have an ENT appointment on Friday, ear, nose, and throat. Mm. And I'm going to get cleared out. By the way, I've been going like on a doctor's visit every week, right? So a couple weeks ago, the gynecologist, oh, feels so good. So not the actual visit, ew, gross,
oh, okay.
But just like checking that box off of like, hey, this is a thing I really need to do. Because you all are funny, right? Mm-hmm. Do your doctors laugh during the visit? Because I say things that I'm just saying. My doctor was cracking up while I had my feet in the stirrups because she goes, would you like to scooch down a little bit more? And I go, you know, I really don't. And she laughed and she turned to her assistant person. She goes, she said, no, I don't. And then she kept laughing. Then she thought she was stopping and she said it again to her. She said, no, I don't. And laughed again. And I was like,
she was
like,
a one-woman show.
Yeah. Except she was charging me the copay.
Yeah.
Just anything that I throw innocuously out like that, she just was cracking up. I was like, all right, well, I'm about to cry, so somebody hold my hand.
Yeah.
They were great, but you know what's not good about it? They go, and I think they used to do this, and I don't know how we got to this again. They're like, if anything's wrong with your pap smear, we'll call you, but if not, you'll get a little thing in your portal saying you're good. And I'm like, these are the options? So I have to look at my phone for like the next week and go, I hope it's not you. Now, I didn't say that to her because she would have cracked up so hard.
Right.
I'm just trying to stay calm. Like she said, at least a week. And then I see, and you guys, it's been a week. Clear. I didn't know how stressed I was about it. Yeah. There's no reason for me to be stressed. But, you know, the checking inside of you as a female, I'm about to turn 48. I don't know what needs to be taken out or what is allowed to stay in. And to get the all clear, you guys, I cried and ate sushi. It was
so nice.
Yes. Those are one of the small accomplishments in life. One thing about particularly being older and just being older, period, but being older and being a woman now is like more appointments. Because at first, I always go annually. Now it's annually. Now it's the dentist. Now I got to get them look at my titties. Now I got to get them to turn around. And pretty soon I'll be doing the colonoscopy, whatever that thing is. No, whatever.
Yes, you do.
Yes, at 45.
No, you said decolonoscopy. I'm shaking my head at you saying the word wrong.
Oh, my bad.
We all understood. That's a different doctor, Rod.
Yes.
Decolonoscopy, they're going to take your colon out. I want to make sure my wife goes to the right place, guys. I'm sorry.
I want to hear about this shit more. Yeah. Some of these vaginas, they look like that fortune teller kids game with paper and your fingers and thumbs, you know. So, you got to get it looked at.
I mean, there's a lot of rules to vaginas.
It
feels like the Gremlins, the first one when they got the Mogwai, where it's like, don't eat after midnight, don't fucking get it wet at the wrong time, and all this. I definitely understand having to go to gynecologists and be like, yo, what the fuck? And don't be putting me on hold, and I'll get back to you in a week. Let's get back now.
Oof. Yeah, when I go, they normally within a day or two, you get some form of alert in my chart. Like, put like this, if it's okay, if it's not okay. Sometimes they'll send it to you before the doctor get it. You're reading the shit, go, I don't even know what the fuck this means.
But you'll
get it up front. They'll be like, here's all the information we have. I'm like, great.
But it's half in doctor speak. And so I'm like, I'm pretty sure one of these would have a star or be red or I don't know, like... I think this is clear because I even got an email. Great. Let's call it clear. Sushi time.
What the fuck is a portal? And I asked my doctor, I go, can you print this out? I'm going to give it to my doctor. You know, some medical thing and like print this out for my doctor. And they're like, oh, it'll be on your portal. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know anything about that or where to get it. She goes, And I go, well, where do I go? The dot portal? And she goes, I'll print it out. I'm like, what is it? Where is it?
It varies per place. Most places has a form of a portal or my chart. And depending on where you at, you have like a group of hospitals. They all use, they're all kind of interconnected. It's normally an app.
And so like a Northwell, for example.
Yes. It'd be like,
but it's
Northwell
not everything, everywhere you've ever been.
Right. Yeah.
Like no. So what I do is I only go to Northwell people.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so that when they all update and you can merge them. So when you go to one, everybody knows what medications you on. Everybody knows who you visited in the past. Everybody know how many COVID shots you got. Like it's all in one spot. That's the kind of the convenience of it. So I'm like him that I go kind of with everybody within the my chart. So because when I went to go get the ear place, they was like, oh, yeah, we see all your medications. That's your doctor. Like, they pulled it all up. It's
you know what they haven't picked up on? They're like, oh, every time you go to the doctor, you're a different weight. I'm like, yeah, you should weigh me.
Ain't that the truth? You should.
It's what I just lie.
I'm just like, I don't know. I feel fat today. I feel skinny today. Who cares? Shut up. This has nothing to do with anything we're working on. That's the only thing I lie about. I can't handle it right now.
And now they look at people. It sounds weird, Keith, but now they look at you like, you're not in the chart. You're not on. It's like, no, everybody does not use it and don't even really know that it exists because they don't really push it. Everybody just assumes that everybody's on it.
And Keith is right. They say things like, it'll be in your portal. And it's
right.
That's not really fair. There should be like a scanny thing right there. There should be more information. And even once you're on the portal, they're like, you have messages. I click on the messages. It's the message that I saw a month ago. I'm like, well, I guess I have a message. They're going to have to, I don't know. I got to be doing this well enough at this point.
You ever get those letters in the mail that make no sense? Like, Northwell has changed its name to North Health, but you'll get the same great service. I'm like, what are you running from?
Right. And if anybody asks about Northwell, you ain't seen nothing. You go to North Health now. It was always that way.
Yes, all of them merging and buying each other out like record deals. And you're like, what is happening here?
You may get a call from the IRS. Don't say shit.
We don't know anything.
It's probably a Nigerian scammer. Don't bother.
Right.
that's what they do here. Roderick,
mm-hmm.
Tell us about the sponsor this week.
Oh, today's sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by Rod, these shoes.
I missed them.
Do you care about the earth? I know I do. And they have some competitor shoe salesmen out there that say, hey, you can buy our shoes. We use 100% recyclable materials. But how do you really know that they use 100% recyclable
like materials? Like maybe Rothy's is lying?
I'm just saying. I don't right. know. That's what they told me. But I guarantee you 100% of the items that you get from Rod, these shoes, are from my trash. So you will be able to put on used water bottles, banana peels, whatever you want to do. An old Amazon box is 100%. It's still got my name and address on it. It's 100% recycled materials from me. So it's not just recyclable stuff. It is trash. You are recycling it as you wear it down the street, whether it be an old bread bag or a video game like cartridge or something. It doesn't matter, guys. Put it on your feet. You'll feel like you're helping the earth.
You're composting it. So
just go to my house and wait by the trash because I put the trash out for valet service. Go by my house, stand by the trash, take it. Take what you need. Just take the whole bag. And, you know, the discount is 100%. It's free.
What a service.
Yep. It's trying to help the environment, guys. Rod, these shoes.
That's really what you mean by 100% mole rod.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why do you want all these people by your house, though?
I just want them to take the trash. They can't, like, come in or anything. Okay. And it's easier for me than shipping it because it costs money to ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured we just two birds, one stone. You need the shoes. I need to get them out of my house.
It's making me think of when Pokemon Go was a big thing. And I started doing it for a little bit. And where you hold the phone up in, like, real life, but there's these hidden monsters mm-hmm. that you catch. Mm-hmm. And I had a neighbor that was anytime that put like red pepper by trees so that dogs would get sick and, you know, would yell shit about like my dog. He just hated dogs. And so I bought some Pokemon and put them all on his door.
So people were coming up there like a gym. Yes. They'd be battling in front of the door.
It's like, why are you taking a picture of me? Yeah.
That is amazing. That is such a great level of like petty revenge.
It was like $5 for like 20 Pokemons, something like that.
Yes. That's such a like harmless but annoying level of revenge. Oh, God. I wish I had thought of that.
That's good, Roger.
Oh, minimum rage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's correct. You know, shit is still happening, everybody.
I'm about to say, we're not going to have one without the other now.
Yeah. Here's one. Disgruntled customer slaps hot coffee onto fast food employee at Florida drive-thru.
Black.
The coffee had no cream, no sugar.
Apparently it's not hotter.
I thought you were doing guess the race.
She was.
Okay. Yeah. You heard right. Go to the doctor anyway, but you heard right.
A man was arrested after he slapped a cup of hot coffee out of a fast food manager's hands at the drive thru window because he was upset about how much he paid.
You're talking about the writer's block, right? I just think it's funny that a writer's like, he slapped that cup out of that person's hand.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so interesting that he was mad he paid too much, but then he slapped the coffee out of her hand, meaning he paid for nothing now.
Right, because you're not getting a refund.
Yeah.
That's like Mike Kaplan's joke. He goes, I got the books knocked out of my hand and the bully knocks it out of my hand and goes, now we both can't read.
Yeah, right. Also, can she sue for hot coffee being poured on her? I wonder.
Yeah, she's like, we make it way too hot.
Yeah.
I kept telling him.
Eliza Ravello, who was arrested and charged with felony battery.
Wow, felony.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The incident happened August 25th at a fast food restaurant in Miami Springs. In the police department's initial statement, they did not specify which restaurant the incident happened at. Fox 35 has reached out for more information. Well, that seems.
Oh, how do you not know the restaurant?
Well, it's weird because we have her picture in the article at the drive-thru. So they clearly know. Anyway, Yeah, they say a surveillance video from the drive-thru window shows the man identifies Ravello, who was in his car, visibly upset. The fast food manager approached him and saying she didn't appreciate the way he was treating employees, and if he continued to do so, he would not be allowed back at the restaurant. he then began to verbally assault her.
Like, how dare you make demands?
And then she seemingly reached out to give him his change and his cup of coffee, which he slapped onto the ground. The coffee spilled onto
You're being reprimanded in a fast food place. Just anyone who's being, you're wrong. Just everyone shut up. That's it. And then we solved the problem, I bet.
Reprimanded in a fast food place by the manager, meaning you had already cursed out several regular people.
Yes, way before it got to the assistant manager, the team lead. Right. You know, cussed several people out.
He worked his way up the management chain till the real manager came over just to be like, come on, man, calm down. And he was like, fuck that. The coffee spilled onto her right arm and chest area, causing red burn marks on her skin.
Ooh,
he drove off from the restaurant. Yeah. he drove off from the restaurant, but was located by Miami Springs Detective Bureau and was arrested. Detectives got involved in this shit? Wow.
The food police.
Right. That's what we need. Food. We need the fast food CSI, you know?
You ever see like those TV shows the detective is thinking, so they show you what he's thinking? So you see the guy like knocking it over and it turns to the right arm. Yes. This happened.
They're solving the mystery or whatever, being like, okay, so if the coffee spilled on her right arm and chest area,
he's left-handed.
The culprit was left-handed. Yeah. We're looking for a left-handed man driving a Ford F-150.
They'd be like, you see those grease marks? Those grease marks can only come like that down the left arm. You were eating fried chicken with the left arm. Left arm it is.
He'll have a receding hairline and probably impotent problems.
Oh, no.
How do they know? Court records show Ravello is no longer in custody after paying $5,000 bond. So he had some money.
Right. He had a little money.
I feel like paying a little extra for coffee was totally in his. He totally could have swung that. But now he's got to pay court costs. So
it's not worth
good luck to him.
But if he gets it again, you know, he's allowed there if upon good behavior. And he drinks the coffee and he's like, it is pretty fucking good.
Yeah. That's delicious.
I apologize for smacking this out your hand.
Yeah. I like to speak to a manager this time to give everyone their credit. You guys are the best.
Not to cuss anybody out.
Yeah. And that's minimum rage.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We never run out, guys, and we'll be back next week with more.
There's so many more rage.
The world will keep turning. Right.
Jesus Christ.
The ongoing saga. So we'll be back. KATG episode 3732, yes. Awkward Sex in the City with Natalie Wall.
Mm-hmm. Brand okay. New
guest. Yay.
Studio audience is back.
Yay.
Was she an asshole?
What, right? That's the next question.
She was not. She talked about the asshole or tried to.
Yeah.
But no, she was. She wasn't. And I'm sure she would have been fine regardless, but I did deliberately say, kind of, I'm sick of fucking sex podcasts that don't talk about sex. They don't say anything new. They don't say anything personal. They don't say anything interesting. You, of course, won't blow this.
And then you proceeded to give three examples of Billy Procida.
Right.
So smart. So that's great hosting, Key.
Yes, it is.
To set her up like that to know, like, okay, they do want to hear this shit.
Yeah, we're not here for the bullshit.
Because I can also imagine that talking about sex twofold is like, one, it's am I going to be saying enough? And then it's am I going to be saying too much? You know, like people that go, oh, I love to talk about it. And then they're like, oh, this podcast is bullshit. They don't really want to hear me tell the stories or whatever. So setting them up to be like, we really want to hear the shit. We're not bullshitting. Let's just fucking go. And then she took it.
Yes. I'm glad. Very open when you ask questions, didn't get squeamish, didn't be like, well, how dare you ask that? You go, well, like you say, you brought this up. So I am asking you because this is why you're here. We put this on the table and then you act like something wrong with me for asking you about the thing that we brought you on here for. That's ludicrous.
Yes.
Open book, finally.
Yes, I am so glad. Keith, you talked about Loki. I like Loki.
I'm sorry.
The thing about
Loki, I love it.
The thing about
it's so good. Oh, and I feel so smart understanding it.
Do you understand it? Do you understand it?
Yes. And I'm like, oh,
without hearing all these bonus shows that are even longer than the show explaining it.
Sometimes I stop and I go, Karen, they're going to explain that on New Rockstar.
That's hilarious.
What it means. And guess what? I'm always fucking right.
All right.
Because I know what it means. Oh, it's such a smart show. All right. So smart.
Not for me.
Makes everybody feel stupid, and it shouldn't be that way, but that's what happens when you're smart. It's not our fault.
Okay, let's cover the practical things.
Okay.
Those monoliths. How come nobody can hear or see them?
Right? Isn't that crazy?
That's a valid question.
They should have to see them.
nobody turns once. Around ever. Nobody turns around. They went to the World's Fair or whatever in Chicago, and they just behind everybody. But not up against the wall, even.
Like, just once, they should have somebody in the background go, what the fuck was that?
Everybody's
just one
deaf.
Time. You don't even you don't even have to do it every time. Just do it one time in the entire series. And I'm like, all right, so that was cool.
Have one guy go, what the fuck? And he jumps in the river. And that's the last time you see him. And Loki has the power to just evaporate you. So when he's in a tight situation, why does he forget he can do that? Oh, please put down the weapon. Just do it again.
They can't do magic in the TVA, so we got the answer to why he can't do it in there.
Yes.
But then, like, in regular life, he just uses magic for petty shit.
He was in regular life against the main woman who's bad and wants to take over, friends with the clock, exactly.
Ramona Rez.
Yes, that's what I meant. And the bad one. And he's like, all right, calm down. We have to just lock her in the gate for a second. And what the fuck?
Snap your fingers, dog. Disappear.
Yeah. I don't want to lie. Fuck? It sounds like you guys hate it. So thank you.
Nope. Love it. Uh-uh. Love it.
I like it.
People with superpowers forget to do shit all the time. That's what happens. We all do it. How many times you got lost in New York, Keith? You live there. It happens.
You think my superpower is actually knowing direction?
Your superpower is being allowed access to places you have no business being, like behind the airport counter.
Like
and you don't get there on purpose, but yet you find a way. You fucking find a way, don't you?
That's no that go. You guys on this episode talk about sex talk as a kid, like your parents having a sex talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that talk. I wish I did, but I never had the talk. I don't know if it's a generational thing. But no, I did not.
Rod, just put it on the schedule. You guys should talk a little bit.
Discuss it.
Yeah,
so hard for the parents to talk to their kids about sex? It's so
because that means you're growing up. That means they have to accept that you're not a baby anymore. Like that's a very hard thing.
I mean, I never had kids. I just can't imagine it being this fucking hard.
And it varies per parent. And on top of that, you have a lot of adults who have sex hangups, period that they've never got over. And I think that's what happened to me. And they pass all these hangups and whatever shit that they got going on and pass it down to their children, be it hiding from it, running away from it, not talking about it, not being comfortable in their own skin, not knowing what their sexuality is, all this stuff. And you have a parent that's all mixed up trying to teach somebody else about something that they not even comfortable with themselves. That's kind of how I view it.
That's a valid point, I guess.
It's also very private and was way more taboo. Like, remember Madonna was our gauge for like, whoa.
Her and Vanilla and Ice, I learned what to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Page
I mean, he
42,
had actually,
yeah.
Vanilla Ice had some good points about consent, right? Stop, collaborate, and listen. I'm like, yo, those first three steps.
I think parents don't want to admit they don't know something. So, I mean, God forbid a kid goes, well, what's the difference between a vagina and a labia? Go to bed. You're tired. You know, I just found out when I was 36.
Yeah, and I don't remember what it was, but it was something about the female anatomy. And I had learned it in school and I had recorded it, told my mom, well, this is what I learned in school. And she told me I didn't know what I was talking about. Asked somebody else and they was like, yeah, Karen is actually right on that. She actually was true on that statement. And so I agree, Keith. I think sometimes they don't want to look stupid, but nobody knows everything.
Well, not the parent flex on everybody, mm-hmm. but my dad was giving us talks before sex was like even an idea, you know, and it was very academic, you know, but his main thing was like, if you have any questions, I want y'all to come to me. It's totally fine. I won't stigmatize you. I'm not going to be upset with you. This is important stuff for you to know.
Oh, my dad said that part too.
Right. And then my brother goes in the middle of one of these talks. He goes, I have a question. And he's like, what's your question, Rodney? And my brother goes, what's a pampton?
A what?
What's a pampton?
Okay.
He meant tampon. Aww. But we all had a laugh. Like, we all were like we were like, oh, like trying to figure out what it was. And then my dad explained like what a tampon was and periods and stuff. Like, it, I don't, but I think he just did it at an age where once we got to the age where we were thinking about sex, it just wasn't as, it wasn't looming over us as this thing we never talked about. It was like, okay, he knows that we might be interested in girls at this point, so it might come back up, you know? Yeah,
and also, just not everybody, but when you talk to men about periods and sex and things like that, a lot of men, they panic. They don't want to go to the store and buy tampons for their women. They don't want to go buy, you know, maxi pad. Like, they feel like that's a quote unquote woman thing. And the girls have period, okay, and they fucking freak out. And you're like, well, you're fucking a woman. I don't understand. What's this panic about this thing that's natural?
I have never heard my father say the word tampon,
right,
pad,
oh, did we vagina. Lose?
He doesn't even say maxi.
I hear.
Just to like.
Okay.
Keep going.
Not internet. Keep going.
Yeah. He doesn't even say maxi, just to not, you know, edit himself later with pad. He was so uncomfortable with everything that has to do with female. Like, I think if the word female came up, he was like, not my department, go talk to your mom. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Nothing happened yet. So that's what, half a generation, you know, away, you know?
First of all, yeah. I buy tampons just so the clerk goes, good for you. Nobody even needs them. Yeah, I get pads. Mm-hmm. They're like, really? Every single week? And I'm like, hey, I'm cool.
That's what I do with Halloween candy.
You're at, right? Yes. Is it lazy of a parent to do a group setting? It sounded like they got all the kids together.
I don't think so. I think you destigmatize it by talking at least for me. I don't know everybody's parents, but for me, it was easier with my dad talking to both of us to introduce the concept, and if you wanted to talk to him individually, you could.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. But, and Roger got a lot more healthier talk than I did. Mine was actually traumatizing, and it made me think my body was just like the 50th thing on the earth afterwards, you know, type of thing. And so I didn't get the sex talk until after I had sex, and it was, oh, you whore, you slut,
damn,
type of thing. It was very shameful, shamey type of thing, and it just made me mentally shut down and think that sex was just this horrible, terrible thing, and it gave me a lot of hangups. I didn't realize, I know that might sound crazy, but I didn't realize how much of a hangup it gave me until one day me and Roger were going to show, and we was talking about period parties, like parents having parties for like their teenage daughters when their period happens.
Too far.
Just to welcome them.
We've all had this discussion on here before.
I know, I'd like to reiterate that I have thought, like, I don't know that has come to mind again, but I have had some time with it, and I have changed my mind, as you saw, over the 19 years of recording. Nope, too far. I bet I match my last statement. Too far. No thanks. Don't celebrate my shit that hard. No.
I gotta
no.
wait for Chew and A to let us know. But I feel like you came around to my side, and now we're back.
And also, I felt that way too, but also I felt that way with my, that's my personal hang up with periods and my personal hang up with sex and talking about it. It's me projecting these feelings inside and projecting them out, because for some children, it might be beneficial to be like, hey, welcome to womanhood. For some people, it might, just because I might not feel comfortable with it and it might not work for me, doesn't mean the concept itself should be just scratched off the board for everybody involved, just because I have my own thing about it.
Cause for some people, it might be welcoming. I was nine.
Nice.
Karen wins. Karen wins.
I was nine. Yes. Talk to me about this. Talk to me about this. You know, kids start their periods like 7 and 8 now. Talk to kids about this. So, you know, and maybe it's just me, and because I'm an adult now and I realize how traumatizing it can be for everybody involved, including the parents. Like, these are things that have to be discussed, because you know what? If you don't teach them, somebody else will, and you're not going to like the results of their stupid ass friends talking to them, because they're going to tell them wrong information.
Yeah, and when your child gets their first boner, throw them a party too.
Like,
don't leave anybody out. Sure, name it whatever you want.
It's weird the girl has the bat mitzvah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And you know what? You should talk to your sons about it. Why I always got to be us?
Yeah.
It's fine. Talk. I just don't need balloons. I don't know.
It sounded like it don't have to be balloons. In the article we covered at the time, it was like her family, like the matriarchs of her family coming together to be like, this is not a bad thing.
Right.
Like, we want to celebrate with you. You're becoming a woman. It's fine. We all have periods. You're normal. This isn't disgusting. You're not, you don't need to have to be like shamed about it or whatever. That was what they were trying to do. Who knows if it worked? I don't think it's like a thing that's catching on. Mm-mm. I think it was just like this one family did it. And everybody's like, fuck out of here, bitches. What's wrong with you? It's like, I don't know. Maybe there's other ways to cover this thing.
Right. Right. Because the thing is, for some people, maybe just me, a lot of times that was me going, no, no, no. But a lot of times you shut it down. Like you shut shit down versus allowing it to turn into whatever it is going to turn into. And like I said, when me and Roger sat down, we actually talked about like 20, 30 minutes on the show because I was adamant, like, fuck that. This is stupid. This is dumb. Not realizing I was projecting just the bad experiences that I had with the not talking about it, not having conversations, not knowing, and just kind of fumbling.
It's not a period surprise party.
For some
it is
people,
every month, buddy.
I mean the party they were throwing wasn't.
Okay,
that was the article we were talking about.
I'm about to say, yeah, the period can be a surprise.
I know. I've heard things.
It just shows up. I am here.
Sometimes
today.
It's late, and that's a surprise.
Yes, it is.
a welcome surprise, but still a surprise.
Yeah, sometimes you're looking for it on a motherfucker's side of a motherfucking milk carton. Shout out to those that know what that is. Going, what the fuck? Have you seen it? Tell me, have you seen it? You know, type of shit. You know, so I understand. Shout out to the people 40 and up and the 35 and up to understand what a motherfucking milk carton we used to have missing kids on it.
To eat cereal.
Yes, you pulling over at Kraft and Crunch. Have you seen this kid?
It's just funny they don't put it on other food. They're like, milk is plenty.
Milk is enough. That's enough. You guys had porn talk. Yes. And I like this because you made me think. Now Roger gets more of a pornosaur than me. I am like a semi pornosaur. I got like my favorites, but the porn talk made me laugh because the thing about porn, particularly some of the porn we watch, we get rapping in porn and too much talking in porn. You know, it's Brian Pumper. You would watch the porn and all of a sudden he break out into a video. I'm here for the sex. Why do we have people on the boat and a yacht shaking their asses? We can skip all this.
Yeah, this conversation made me realize how many people that do porn are just like failed art school and directors and actors, and it didn't work out. So it's like, I'm doing porn. But that doesn't mean you give up on your dream. You go ahead and film that sketch. You like, they want to do the acting. They want to show up and be like, but stepmom, not in the closet, you know, whatever the fuck. And I was like, we all collectively are like, we're fast forwarding past your work. We don't give a fuck about the scenario, the script, whatever the fuck y'all doing. If porn has a writer's strike, no one will stop watching. We just want y'all to fuck each other and leave it at that. We don't need all this.
Yeah, no one will stop watching. Also, something else I love about watching porn, depending on the time of the day and what's playing on the TV, I can figure out what year by the shows it's on. You can figure out where they are by the TV news talking in the background. They'll tell you like news things that like are happening like in the city.
Well, at
and
this point, you're talking about amateur porn, longer
amateur, not professional.
Yeah, obviously, okay. Two different things.
Oh yeah, yeah. These are two different things. Like with the professional porn, too much talking. Yeah, who is it, Mr. Marcus, who used to talk all the time?
No, Wesley Pipes.
Wesley Pipes. Yes.
I hate him.
Yeah, Wesley Pipes is terrible. Yes, Wesley Pipes, he be having sex, and instead of just going through, it'd be like, yeah, you like it, make it nasty. I'd be like, I don't know who cares about you, sir.
I learned his name so that I wouldn't watch things he was in.
Agreed.
I was like, oh, God, no, not him.
You. Not you. Yes, that's why we learned it, because we was like, I don't like you with the red cap turned to the back and the white socks, sir. That was like his signature logo. What is happening here, sir?
Is this a lot of porn watching, or do I just not watch enough to participate? Like, is this?
I know,
like,
you say you don't really watch that much.
I don't watch at all. Yeah, but so, okay, is it like how when you guys talk about regular movies, I'm like, okay.
I mean, if you played silent porno trailers, I feel like, you know, we could, you would know, you would not know just as many people.
Right. Yeah, because it depends on what you're into. Like, there's certain people I kind of know the whole genre. You know, I even know like whole sets, you know, Black Street Hookers, you know, Cheerleaders, you know. So it's like, because I know those are the kind that I like. But then there's a whole nother genre where these girls are like super famous, like, who the heck is her? But apparently everybody know who she is. I happen not to.
Kind of know some. Do you know George Pooney?
What a name.
Wait, but is that real?
No. I mean, I don't think so. But if you like Middle Eastern porn, there's Saddam Hussein.
Great.
Tom Cruise. You know, Tom Cruise.
That's a good one.
He's in everything.
Do you guys like the when they do parodies? I don't like it, but I did like the performance of Obi Come On Bone Me.
I watched the parody ones like back in the day when they did black parody ones.
Yes.
It was so bad. It was like,
it was terrible.
Well, they don't have to change the name. There was Shaft.
Yes. That one you can leave alone. Yeah. It was Sanford and Son, Martin.
Good times.
Good times. And they always had weird names like Not So Good Times. Right. Not The Cosby Show.
Yes, but they do the theme music, which is actually fucking hilarious.
But I remember the one where I was like, this must be stopped. And it was This Ain't Roots.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It was the whole
Alex Haley's roots.
It was the whole porn.
But it was porn. Mm-hmm. And yes, it was that. It was as everything you're thinking that's bad was in there. Yes. And I was like, these motherfuckers must be stopped. You went too far.
Yes. You know, it's like, okay, we could do black, but you have crossed that line into something else now.
Right. You guys remember Squirt Reynolds?
I don't remember Squirt Reynolds.
Okay, well, I'm older. I'm older.
It must be like white porn.
Yeah.
I knew Squirt Camera On. Yes, I got one.
Oh, that works on so many levels. I love that. I love that.
You guys know
participating.
You know Penis to Milo.
What about Duck McScrooge?
Is this the poo on your head of adults?
Uh-huh. It really is.
Yes, it really is. We can go down this train forever. Keep also, last thing, Keith talked about the VR porn.
Yeah.
That sounds scary.
I don't like when they do little tricks. Just, you know, put a vagina in my face. That's it. Calm down.
Yeah. I love when you brought up the terrible acting of like, we're supposed to be secretly having sex, but the person is like literally sitting at the dinner table pretending they can't see them fucking. It's like, why is it so ridiculous? Like, why didn't you make this like 7 levels not as ridiculous? And then it would be kind of hot. But now it's just like comedy. I can't jack off to this.
See, this is AI porn. AI can't take over everything, y'all.
That's real people. Maybe the AI should take over.
The dad's fucking the daughter. The mom's cooking. She turns around and only makes eye contact. It's like, what do you want for dinner? Whatever you want, honey. Don't put your eyes 2 feet lower.
Right. I can't see what's happening behind the couch, but for some reason, your torso is thrusting and you're sweating, but no need to ask any more questions.
You're breathing hard and out of breath. What is happening here?
I did have a couple quick things. I wonder what Donna Kelsey thinks about the fact that they're not showing her during games anymore. Right. If Taylor Swift's not there.
I think you have I'm into your theory. Donna was a little celebrity, and you can't compare with Taylor Swift now, yeah.
Because Taylor ain't show up to the last game, and they were not cutting to the booth to show Brittany Mahomes and Donna Kelsey. I was like, fuck if they there. Right. Taylor ain't there no more.
And you know what? The mom is not playing it right. She need to do the guidebook of the Kardashians'
Kris Jenner.
Mom. Okay. She is the queen of this. You know what? She goes, nobody gives a fuck about me. Y'all care about my daughters. Y'all hit these motherfucking streets and get our name out there. There's no reason for you to be jealous because they're going to end up knowing who you are through your children. But instead, it was like, Taylor's okay. No, bitch. You'd be like, Taylor Swift is the best. She my best goddamn friend. We talk every motherfucking day. Yay, Taylor.
I love Taylor. And here's a video of my son fucking.
Yep. Here we go.
Whatever it takes. Right, whatever it takes. I'm on the Campbell Soup app. My sons are getting big. Why am I gonna be the party pooper? Because not so funny. Don't nobody give a fuck about you, lady. I hate to be like this. We care about your sons.
She played it wrong. Has anyone ruined the smartest guy on earth reputation worse than Elon Musk?
Yes.
We were really giving him that like 4 years ago. We were like, clearly this is Tony Stark of the world. Right. He can fix everything. He's so fucking smart. Why not buy dictionary.com and put an extra K in there? Why fuck with Wikipedia? It makes no fucking sense. What's wrong with you?
Chenandler Bung died. I checked Wikipedia. I'm sorry. It's just so catchy. It's just such a good joke. It's just so good.
He ain't gonna pay him, so that was another reason.
Get no money every time you click on. I refuse to call it X. Every time I click on Twitter, it'd be like, "Hey, would you like some free shit?" No, I'm not paying for it. I actually paid for it when you could do like the little up thing, but I was like, "I'm not paying all."
That's why you're
money.
Not paying him money. I'm saying he don't pay his bills.
No, he.
That's
don't.
A big problem for him. So if I change my shit to Dickopedia for however long, and then at the end he's like, "Ha ha, I'm not paying you." Yeah. Now it just looks more stupid. Then before, he got to pay up front for me to fuck with anybody.
He got to pay up front. I'm not taking installments, nothing.
You also talked about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I know no one thinks he's going to go to jail. I just love that he's taking all the steps that a motherfucker that go to jail would take. It looked coincidental to me the way I've seen these RICO cases unfold. Motherfuckers start snitching. Next thing you know, people going to jail.
They folding like folding chairs, one after another.
So yeah. I'm just saying, everybody snitching. I love what I'm seeing here.
I do too. What's happening right now, in specifically the Georgia case, is already, you know, three of his attorneys pled guilty. It's a big difference than when we were talking about him a year or two ago. And is he Teflon? Big difference.
Yeah. And it's the people that notice that's turning. Like Sidney Powell, they thought she would be the one to go down with the ship.
Right.
They were like, "Oh, she loved Trump so much, she'll let us pin all the charges on her." She's like, "Bitch, the fuck not. I shall not be going to jail for this man." So I'm just saying. I know. Don't get your hopes up. I'm still voting. I'm gonna vote twice if I have to. I don't care. I was in New York for a while, but I'm just saying. I love these steps. I love that it's not. Right. It's good news to me anytime one of these people's foes. And the last thing
It's funny, by the way, it's funny that Pence just dropped out. And he would have had a chance if anybody simply named recognition. You know, the 18 people, I don't know who they are. And quite frankly, America doesn't either. But is he debating, like, when's this next fucking court case? Should I hold on a little longer?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what a cuck he turned out to be.
He's terrible. Yeah.
God, really? I don't even like Republicans, but he's extremely disappointing because if a motherfucker tried to kill me, I'm going to be a petty person about it forever. I'm never going to be like, listen, I'm not saying he should go to jail for what he did. If he ran for president, I'd vote for him if he won the prime. I feel like, man, fuck him, fuck his kids, fuck the people that voted for him
every day. Banking.
When I was at the debates and they were bringing up, like, so what do you think about climate change? I'd be like, well, I think the climate of this nigga trying to fuck his daughter is fucked up and shouldn't be president. That's what I think.
Trump is more mad at Pence than Pence is mad at Trump.
Yes,
it does not make
it's crazy.
Sense.
Bro, we can all see you. What are you doing? Of course you can't be president. No one's voting for a president that let that happen to himself.
Right.
Ugh. And the last thing was, I love the outro music. Because you
use
the AI Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
That dude.
It was so good.
You can follow him online. It's There I Ruined It is his name. It's so good. It's so clever.
So clever. Oh, my God. I'm following him right now.
Keith, what was the poll?
Are you in an ethical and open romantic relationship? This is another one of those polls that we had to get the wording just right. I want you to be in a relationship that is loving. You're not just dating. You give a fuck. But it's also open. And everybody knows it. Everybody in your relationship knows it. 6% says yes. 6. Are you in an ethical and open romantic relationship?
Mm-hmm. It's a decent amount.
That sounds reasonable, because I've come to the conclusion that for a lot of people, they think that they're built for that, but they're not. Like they'll go along with it, maybe because their partner, whatever, get into it and realize this is not for me type of thing, you know, because it varies per person. And I think
I'm only laughing because whenever people talk like this, I can't help but think like everything you're saying applies to just regular monogamous relationships.
Right. I was
it's like people think they're
thing.
Built for it, but yeah, they're not. Yeah. Like 50% of marriages. Like
more
everyone
than 50.
Thinks they can do some shit.
Yeah, everyone thinks like they love weddings. They love planning a wedding. They love going on a honeymoon. They love planning a honeymoon. They love being with one person for the rest of their life. Three divorces later, they're like, I'm getting married again because I love, somewhere in me is a monogamous person.
Something. Somehow. Motherfucking serial cheaters get married every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day. Don't make no sense. Mm-mm.
What I wanted to do is have a caveat on this poll. Does your partner know it?
Right.
Because that matters too. Because open on one side, close on the other side is not open.
I'm open for business.
Mm-hmm. When my partner's not looking.
Yeah, we added the word ethical. That was important.
Yeah.
My man, Carmelo Anthony, the NBA player, famously said before he ended up getting divorced in the club, some chicks were trying to holler at him and they were like, aren't you married? And he goes, she's married. I'm not.
Yeah. And his wife was fine as shit. And she was like, oh, word.
Yeah. Lala Anthony left him so fucking fast.
Yes, she did. And I don't blame her.
It was like, I want to say a month later, it was like, and the divorce is filed or whatever.
How'd the news get out?
Groupies, they be telling.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like it used to be. Groupies aren't silent no more. You don't benefit from being silent. You benefit from talking.
The groupie economy has changed. And the athletes are the last people to realize it. But
right. It's not pure anymore, right?
Nah. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, you go to a town, there's a certain select few women who are known for keeping their mouth shut, but fucking everybody.
Right.
And then you go to that town and you're like, the Charlotte women fuck here, the Atlanta women fuck here. But now the groupies have Instagram, and it behooves them to let the world know this is the quality of dude that I'm fucking.
Yeah, the quality. So that
the other dudes know they need to be that quality, or else they're not gonna get any. So, an Instagram model that fucks Drake is definitely gonna tell the world I fuck Drake, so that the next motherfucking Drake ass dude will be like, I can holler at her, and then the broke dudes are like, fuck, I'll never have a chance. So, it's totally changed.
I remember, I forget who the celebrity was, but, you know, not the greatest looking celebrity. And he was telling a story like, then I went to this club and four chicks are trying to fuck me. And I'm like, I know what I look like. This is bullshit. They tried to trick me.
And like, what's really going on? No, Keith don't like them tricks. So, I get you, Keith. KATG episode 3733 in the zone with Gastor Almonte.
Not only is that perfect, this is blowing everybody's mind. Let's calm down for a second that you got it perfectly right. I did see you tweeted out today, Karen, that hey, what a treat it was to hear from him. So you know from Gastor.
Yes. Gastor and Shalala's podcast, The War Zone.
Shalala, one at a time.
Okay.
Roger has to convince me.
She said she's going to say it this way for him.
Yes, it's Shalala. I don't know why I pronounce her name like that. I love their podcast. Their podcast makes my week every week because Keith, that's what it is. He said he basically asked her how she's doing. She was like, I'm alive. And then they go on with the show. And that's like that. That's the beginning of the show every week. And so, and they talk about all types of stuff. And the thing I love about Gastor is he is 100% New York. Like it's from the voice to the way he presents himself, even the way that they talk to each other. You could tell the way he talks about his kids. I'm like, oh, like, yeah, this is your lane. Like, if somebody looks at you and they say you from somewhere else, you probably get offended.
Yeah. He also has a way, like, he has a good heart. And then his way of explaining shit, you just be like, oh, yeah, that's true. Because at first, it's like he'll say something you like, I don't know. That might be just some New York bullshit or something. Like, that's just like a old dude from New York. And then he starts talking like, oh, no, that's right. That's how that works. You know, like when he talked about the grandparents not coming around and how like you love right. them and they're trying, but then they're not. And then one day it's going to be us and it won't be, and it'll be us in a way that we're not thinking. Like, I love right. how you went to stake and not like someone's human rights. Cause that does seem like the kind of thing where I'm like, oh yeah, fuck the world if they stop eating steak. That they're on their own. So I was like, God, that was so smart and good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, also, I'm like, oh my God, I want a father like that. I want a landlord like that. Like, I just, yeah. I want to live in his world.
And he has yes. such energy. You know, I said it on the next show. I'm like, I think I got a, you know, what do you call it? A contact high from his energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can feel it. That's what I like. He's very happy and very positive. And I love when he talks about his children. He was talking about he had this shampoo that was like super expensive that he buys for himself. The shampoo that kind of tingles, where it's like $50 a bottle, but he only uses it like, you know, once a month. And he said that his daughter found it and started using it like daily and like ran through his stock. And so then the audience, the running joke was like, hey, where's your PayPal so we can pay for your baby to keep getting that expensive shampoo? He was like, this is for me. I was like, no, this is for your baby. Let that baby's hair shine.
That's so nice.
And he was talking about kids and social media. It has to be tough for parents to decide what's the proper age, because you know your child. Some children are mature at a young age. And that's not funny. And some of them motherfuckers, you go, if I have to tell you to get up out the bed every day, if I have to tell you mm-hmm. to wash your ass, what makes you think that you can handle social media? So right. it varies per child, mm-hmm. you know? And so that has to be a hard thing for an adult, as younger and younger children have phones. You know, elementary school, everybody has like a phone in their hand at a really, really young age. And it's like, that has to be monitored. It has to be watched, because there's predators, you know, all types of things out there, on top of just regular ass peer pressure, just regular ass bullies, you know, just the regular ass shit. Now we got to deal with online too.
Right. Well, parents. Regular ass sibling pressure. So, and
yes,
let's say it's not about age. It's like, yeah, you can't have a phone. What the fuck do you mean? I do my schoolwork. That you're kind of stupid in that way when it comes to strangers.
Mm-hmm. You be trusting people too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can't handle it. Give me a year or two. And then we can make a decision there.
Also, like, the social media stuff is so unregulated.
Yes.
And like, unfortunately, the people that have the idea of like, we should regulate it are like regulating the wrong shit. Like stuff that I don't care about. Like, we don't want kids to know they're gay people that make YouTube. I'm like, well, no, not you don't get to decide. Fuck out of here. Right. But like, maybe I don't want my kids seeing porn on Twitter. Like, maybe that's the thing you could convince me of, like, maybe we put a block on Twitter if you're not a certain age or something. Like, maybe you could get me there, but you're not even interested in that part. You're interested in, like, you know, they gonna think trans people have rights. So now we just got a fucking free-for-all.
Right. Elon Musk literally today said cis is a racist term. Cis.
See?
I don't need my kid saying that.
Right. He's in charge. We can't have... What the fuck? Now you can't have a phone. I'm sorry, Junior.
No, you can't have
this motherfucker's crazy. Until you are old enough to know that, I can't... Like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, an expose on, like, an Andrew Tate or somebody. Mm-hmm. And it'll always be, like, fucking 13-year-old boys being like, yeah, you know, bitches need to get a job, you know, and if I got a job and I'm making the money, I was like, fuck, the internet was a mistake.
Like, what is really happening going on here? Gastor says, I don't know what to say. Yeah, and I feel like that is always the right answer sometimes, because sometimes you don't know what the fuck to say. And if more people said that, the world would be a better place versus everybody thinking they have to have the answer and know everything at all times.
Now, download our thousands of episodes and mind your business.
Yeah, we'll tell you what the fucking thing.
We're opinion. Saying leave it up to others, right? And we'll do it.
Us.
Right. Just retweet what we're saying. Why do you have to come? Like, there's nothing new.
Also, you talked about black seeing black exploitation.
Exploitation.
I actually love it. And that's because for us, it was always fun. And right. it always turned into comedy. And so we were actually, growing up as a kid, we would actually quote lines at each other. Even to today, me and Roger quote lines of some of our favorite stuff. Just out of the blue, if a situation happened, we'll quote it. And everybody will bust out laughing. That's if they know the lines. So for me, I just completely embraced it full heartedly.
Right. Have you seen Shaft?
Yes. There's also a documentary on Netflix called, I think, Am I Black Enough For You? Or Is That Black Enough For You? And it's about the history of Black people in Hollywood, but specifically a lot of Blaxploitation stuff.
What if they didn't see Shaft? That would be crazy. All the movies you guys talk about, all the fucking Marvel everything, but we didn't bother with Shaft.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
sorry.
Technically, Shaft's like the first Black superhero for American. For Black
That's
American.
Why I was confused by Black Panther. I'm like, didn't you already get one?
Yeah.
He goes to Africa, he goes to outer space. Like, are you guys good?
It's kind of did this already.
Now, I do have like some things. People go, that's Black. And I go, I haven't seen it. I guess, you know, here's my Black card, you know, but I've seen that one. I've seen that one, Keith. I can check that one off the list. Right. Zoning in and zoning out as a parent. A lot of parents do that. That's not what they call it. But, you know, they do that where I was the kid that you literally had to just be present. You didn't have to say anything. If you were just there, I would just talk you to death. Yeah. Go to sleep on me. Didn't care. Wake up. Bitch, I'm still talking. You in my presence. I was that I was that type of a kid. So I can see as a parent, you're going, I really don't give a fuck, but I love you. So I'm just going to, you know, let you
and,
just.
And Rod was like, hey, let's monetize that. Here's a mic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So like this, growing up, and it's hilarious. Him, the growing up, I was always told, shut the fuck up, you talking too much. I was like, now I get paid for that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The shit y'all told me not to do.
If it was a weekend and my mom caught a little break in the middle of the day, we had to play, let's see who can fall asleep the fastest. It was a trick.
I thought that was such a good question, and I thought his answer was so good. You know, it's one of those, like, Keith throws these questions that you can take either way. You can throw like a joke answer back and he'll move the fuck on because there's not really like any, we're not looking for actual kid advice. This dude went into like actual pretty sage advice that I think I would follow. And I think as a kid, I would like feel heard and everyone.
That's
has
what
their,
I'm saying.
It was like okay.
He starts talking. At first, it's like, this is just some old New York, old school bullshit. And then like, 2 minutes into the answer, I was like, no, that's genius. That's fucking genius. Yes. If it's not a real person, zone out. Who gives a fuck? If it's a real person you might see later, zone in. You need to know that shit.
Because it might come back. So smart. I was like, I am here for this. Roger, did you have anything?
John Stelmo's Tell All.
Yeah.
First of all, totally threw his ex or wife or what. He threw her under the bus. Like,
it's wiggity, 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 whack.
Yeah,
yes,
it's not even his business to tell. He's telling all her business.
Oh, Lori Loughlin, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But then also,
it's not even his real wife.
Right.
Yeah, it's right. What are you doing? I love it. When Keith caught it, it was like white people shit, because that's my favorite thing about the college admission scandal that just never gets brought up. It was only white people in Hollywood. And there are so many black people in Hollywood, which means like those white people were like, keep this one between us, y'all. Like, don't tell Will and Jada. They got college age kids. They don't need to know this shit. We're the ones going to get our kids into USC. Like, Dr. Dre bought like a music building for USC to get his daughter into USC. Right. He couldn't. Oh, wow. He didn't go through the college admission bullshit. He could have, but these motherfuckers don't talk to him.
The college didn't believe they can swim. So they were you're not into rowing. It's very racist.
Well, we Photoshop it. No, won't work. I'm scared of energy drinks. I don't know how people just drink them. I don't know.
I did Four Loco. I've never drank again.
I've never had one.
I'm talking about the original one before.
Oh, yeah. We both did that. But I'm saying that's not just an energy drink. That's something worse.
That's
an I'm saying
down.
Just like a fucking Red Bull.
Oh, no, I don't.
I've drank a Red Bull before and felt I could feel it. Like, is my heart skipping beats? What the fuck is happening? Why am I sweating? I'm sitting here. I'm sweating at my desk. This is not natural. And, like, I had that vibe of, like, when I am no longer feeling this, I will never drink this again.
And I'm sitting here going, like, I have never, ever. I've never even tried Red Bull. Anyway, this coffee is delicious. And
exactly.
For the milk, it's really great.
Mm-hmm. Extreme caffeine. And then the last thing was Buddy on the shrooms on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, did he eat beforehand?
That's what I want. Because me and Rodney, we've listened to too many people talk about it on y'all show, and just people talk about it. And I was like, I don't think this goes like this. I don't know a lot about the drugs, but I don't think it's supposed to go down like this.
Being half an astronaut doesn't mean you're a psychonaut. Hello, right, folks. Right.
Come on. Craig would know. What? Did he have somebody on 24/7 call he could fucking talk to?
No, but he did it wrong.
Here's the thing, though. I read the article. He hadn't slept for like 40 hours before.
Oh,
and then this isn't like, and he dealt with depression, da da da. But this is the detail that is so funny to me. He says they're not paying attention to me; they're just talking or whatever. And then I'm sorry. It's the visual is funny. He goes, "I'm not okay," and it pulls the engine stop button, like things down. In my mind, that moment, if we just had a film of just that, that is like some shit out of like Eric Andre.
Yes.
Or like that is like, oh my God. Oh man. Real tears thinking about some motherfucker just, they're tripping in their head, but you don't know.
It'd be funny. He's not tripping, but he just knows, God forbid this doesn't work out and I get caught. You heard me say I'm not well.
Yeah. I'm not okay. What the fuck? Oh man, you see the game last night? I'm not okay. I would beat the shit. We would take turns beating that man's ass.
Yeah. Whipping his ass all the way to the ground.
Oh, we got to get some. Flight attendants got to get some. First class go first. Business class get some. Economy, they the angriest, but they go last.
If he's not willing to fight too, how does he think that, like, if he didn't have a knife and take advantage of these two pilots, how does he think it's going to end where they're like, oh, wish he didn't fucking do that.
Well, now you've killed us, Larry.
No, Larry's taking a punch to the face.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't see his face. He had like black eyes because one of them like tussled with him for a few seconds.
Yeah, he looked fine in the mugshot. He looked like he was doing all right. And then he like cried at the fucking like the thing.
Oh, that's
when
probably
like a rain in him.
That's the edibles, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming down. Also, this is why everyone's so afraid. All my psychonauts. Right. This is why they're so afraid. Is because this is the advertising. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms gets and acid gets. We like mm-hmm. we never have a like a, you know, so and so did acid and they wrote a hit album. Like that's not the publicity. It's always like they did acid. They had a flashback 7 years later. Drove off a bridge, killed their whole family. Like fuck, I'll never do acid.
How'd you do it, Sully? I took 2 times the recommended mushroom dose.
Yeah, that's what we need.
But that's basically like Bible stories. Mm. It's like, oh, I thought things were going bad. So I consulted with a burning bush and then I decided to part the Dead Sea and just walk through it.
True.
Anyway, later when they got distracted and forgot that I did all this stuff, I went up a mountain, talked to God for a little bit, came back with some rocks. Now we have new rules. We can continue for 40 more years. I mean, like, what are we even talking about? That was maybe the news and somebody wrote it down like it's fucking real. That's the Passover story, boys and girls.
How much cooler would church be if they just said it was all acid trips? I'd go. I really think I'd go to that.
When these priests sing, they sound high as fuck. Yeah. Welcome everybody to the church. Like, what are you on?
Yeah, it does explain some shit. Yeah.
The candles. Incense. Yeah, okay, incense.
I'm into this. Yeah. Candles lasted 17 days.
Yeah,
sure
of course
they did.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Sure. Were you still seeing the lights? Are you seeing the candles now?
Yeah, we never ran out of fish. I'm sure you did. Yeah. You weren't hungry.
Right. 2 loaves and 2 fish. You fed everybody. All right.
Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, do you remember a parent or guardian explaining sex to you? 29% said yes.
Damn.
We have some young listeners, though.
You think it's high? Is this high or low?
Low. That's terrible.
It's, yeah.
Oh, I think
only
think
a third
high.
Of parents could tell. What the fuck?
I'm not surprised. It is low, but I'm not surprised.
I'm
amazed.
It
explains why everyone's so fucked up, but still.
Right.
I'm amazed that a third of our listeners not only got it, but also remembered it. That's amazing. People
that's
used
terrible.
To, parents used to be like, and so as you know, you have your parts and, let's not talk about me. Anyway, if you have any questions, I'll be, you know, where my room is, just knock first because not that your mom and dad and I are what? Just holy shit, relax.
And how about instead of just, you know, what a fucking inner lip is, how about you teach your kids rhythm? For all that, for 30% of the audience having these sex talks, so a lot of people can't fuck out there. There, I said it.
Just saying.
Their parents should teach tips and tricks, not just rhythm.
Yeah. Maybe they should watch some Wesley Pipes.
Right. They would learn. He talks enough. He would get them through the whole thing. KATG episode 3734, Chef's Kiss. No guests.
No guests.
Just the two of you.
Just y'all. We can make it if we try.
I agree with Keith's quote at the beginning of the show where Keith said, if you went to war, you should be taken care of. That's something that I thought about a lot. And like I said, I'm going to put on my, it's not really a controversy hat, but for me, I think the biggest reason why, the government does not do it, in my opinion, a lot of it is seeped into white supremacy, because a lot of black and brown and poor people go off to war. And, you know, white supremacy, they don't want to take care of those people. So, and because of that, a lot of times those are like the first programs to be cut, things to kind of help the disenfranchised. And a lot of times people, when people go off the war, they come back. A lot of times they don't have places to stay. They don't have jobs, you know, and it's one of these things where you should literally be set up. You should have like a set income where you come back 50, 60, 75, whatever it is. All your healthcare should be taken care of. Full insurance. You shouldn't have to pay anything out of pocket. You should be able to go to any doctor you want, because the thing is, you're doing something that you're finding that I'm not willing to do. And as a country, you keep raising my taxes anyway. I would have higher taxes if I knew a percentage of my taxes was going to the VA funds and all this shit, to be sure that these people had mental health coverage, to be sure, you know, take care of their PTSD, you know, take care of them as they get older. Because everybody, quote unquote, claims that, you know, we love the soldiers, but actually the party that says that, that's really hard on that, are the people that fucking continue to cut their funds.
Yep.
Also, this benefits us. Everything you're talking about benefits the rest of us. It benefits us because it means somebody else is going to war for our freedom and safety. Right. And it benefits us that when they come back, they know how to use a gun. Let's make them a little more chill. Let's help them out a little bit. Also, if I'm at war for years, because that's what we're asking of people, or even for months, I can't even get an apartment when they give me 30 days notice here. So I'm coming back for war, and I'm supposed to what? Apply for what? With what? Like, get a job and do what? Right. I was just patrolling the fucking kindergarten in Afghanistan to make sure nobody bombs it. But now I don't know. What job?
Right.
Be a podcaster like me. Right.
Yeah, they put you on waiting lists that are ridiculously long for housing. For, you know, to take care. And like, it to me, it doesn't make sense. And not only black and brown, a lot of LGBTQ people actually go into this, because, you know, government, that's one of the things where they take care of, you know, a lot of these things while you're serving. Mm-hmm. So I can see for a lot of people, they're like, I don't want to fund those things.
The other thing I'd say too is I don't even like all the soldiers. Like, I've met some asshole veterans.
Sure.
And every time I've thought, I wish someone was helping take care of you. Like mentally, like emotionally. Like, I remember I had a friend that when I had white friends, I had a friend that used to he was one of the white adjacents, and he would come around every once in a while.
Italian? That's just silly.
He's like not in my core white friendship group, but he was a white acquaintance kind of. And so he would come around a little less often than the core whites, and he was a veteran and stuff, and he'd seen some shit and all that stuff. And one day I remember, and he was like way too intense. Like, I totally not my vibe. And one day I remember I was at the bar, we were all talking, and he just turns to me, sitting next to me. He's just like, man, your fucking voice, man, it's just fucking annoying me right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't help that. What the fuck? Like, there's not shit I can do about that. And he's like, yeah, man, but it's just, you know, like, do you have to like talk? I'm like, that's kind of what everyone's doing. Why is it just me that has to not talk? And I was like thinking to myself.
It's a drinking bar. You're not talking.
Right. Everyone's yelling. There's footballs on. You're eating wings. Like, what the fuck? But I just remember thinking like, I don't know. Maybe he was like tripping off of something, because he's not like that every night.
Right.
Maybe. Whoa. Who knows what the fuck it was. And he definitely ain't getting no therapy or nothing. Like, hook this brother up. We need to make sure he's all right. I don't want him shooting me.
Yeah. People, you can't even talk to your kids about sex. You're going to come back from war and be fine? Okay.
Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Only 30% of y'all. That's disgusting. So 100% of y'all had parents. 3 out of 10 of these motherfuckers, the only ones like, I should probably say something about the thing that made them.
Right, fuck, we didn't even ask if it was good or not. It was it just happened.
Something. Right. Did they say something and did you understand it? The fuck out of here.
Yeah. If you're from a test tube, a scientist should call you.
Yes.
Somebody.
It should be in the portal at least.
Yeah.
Yes, in the portal.
The cake is real.
Babies are born, they just get logged into the portal. It looks like everything turned okay with your birth. Oh, cool.
Yeah. They'll be like, we don't do storks no more. Nope, we just do portals. Storks had to retire. Like, this is what the storks do now. They just input the information of the babies.
And just like the portals from Loki, no one can see them but you.
Oh, boy.
They just appear. The speaker of the house is a shit show. The way that they got them. Like, it's very, very irritating because the person that's now the speaker of the house is like scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like, they had been through so many people that was like, fuck it, we'll this guy.
I don't like that.
It was so bad. It was on SNL in a skit that made zero sense. I was like, that just happened. That was, and I saw the whole thing. Good job. What's
Nate
his face?
Bargatze.
Nate Bargatze, who was on our show. I didn't know he was this famous.
Right? Holy Everybody's shit. So excited too. Like, all the real comics are like super excited. Like, a real one got on. Right.
It's one of our, we talked to him in person.
Yes. He's not like a TikTok guy or some fucking voiceless sync motherfucker. He like does stand up.
He's been on the ground with us, man.
That's still possible, guys. You can be good enough at stand up to be on SNL again. Oh, the earth is healing.
Y'all talked about the shooting in Maine.
Right? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. About the House Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You should not get to be House Speaker and we're finding out new shit about you. That said something. Right. I don't know what it says, but it says something that they can elect the motherfucker. We're all like, who? And then when it's like, who? We're like, wait, when did he say he has a black secret son?
Right.
Oh, wait. So he does believe in racism. It's after George Floyd, he said his black son had it harder than his white son. Oh, he's taking it back already. Okay. All right. Well, fuck. Who knows this guy?
Who knows what the hell is happening? You guys are talking about the shooter in Maine.
Before we move on, just because I did look up Nate Bargatze on our episode, on our show. And he has two episodes on Keith and the Girl. One is Southern Charm. And the other one is I'll Fuck Your Mom.
That name!
Of course. That's why I guess don't always promote being on Keith and the Girl. That's Yeah, I was on episode. Oh, never
mind. Oh, no. Oh, no. Just Keith and the Girl and look my name up. I'm, you know, I was over there. What's the title of the show? No, I don't think I want to share that. Go. Don't be surprised like everybody else, Mom. You guys talked about the shooter in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about that is
they found him for the record. They found him dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dead. Okay.
Yes. And Roderick told me that. And I immediately was like, yeah, that's what they do. You kill everybody and then you kill yourself because you don't want to be held accountable for the bullshit and the heart hurt and pain that you caused.
Well, because you're going to die, but you're going to die by the hands of people who know what you did. And that's going to be a much harder death.
And it's going to take forever.
Yeah.
Got himself.
Yeah. How'd he die?
Himself? Okay.
He went skiing off a bridge. How'd he die? He's parachuting. He did mushrooms. He tried to stop the plane.
He was hiding at the end of a bowling alley and a kid threw the ball too hard. How'd he die? How'd he die?
How'd he die?
I love Keith's Larry David. What if you're leading in cornhole and then when you return, they don't want to count the score?
I would be upset too.
Yeah, it's still on the chalkboard. Nothing changed. I mean, wiped the blood away, but we could write it on paper, clean the chalkboard, and then re-put it up.
As somebody who learned about that sport through Roderick's white friends, I understand. You guys take that really seriously. They was like, cornhole. Like, what the fuck is a cornhole? What is this?
In my mind, I just keep seeing Larry David. Fast forward 3 weeks after the shooting, being like, but I was up 50-47
last time we played.
I just feel like we should start from where we ended it. And they're like, Larry, it was a shooting. People die.
Like a bowling ball like, falls in the wrong place and somebody's cornhole, you know, the beanbag like falls into the hole and everybody's like, that's fine. Oh, that's fine. But 1 week ago, I was having the game of my life. But that's fine now.
Yes. I just want to point out that everyone thinks I'm the competitive one. Let's just take notes.
It's called the game.
In my mind, he's like talking to Jeff like, I didn't even want to go play cornhole tonight. And then he has a game of his life, mass shooting, and then the score don't count. Oh,
yes.
Fucking print it up.
Watch, there's going to be an episode. Now I don't know about the shooting, but an episode of him being up like that. Something happens, and then he turn around.
There's
and
so
like,
many mass shootings, we might as well make content at this point.
Well, there was 1 year on April 15th, Keith was going to record his stand-up, and there was a shooting in the Boston Marathon. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the bomb. Memorized all this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it was a bomb, right?
Yeah,
but people
it's like, well, there's not going to be two bombs because I'm going to kill it tonight.
I play cornhole the next time and I'm not getting anything in the hole. And I'm like, oh, I'll kill myself.
And also, I'm normally not like this. But fuck that Democrat dude that's over in Maine that was like, now since the shooting was here, I understand. Dude, fuck you. You didn't care about it when it was happening in New York and all these places around.
Well, other 3,000 shootings, Karen, were different, okay? Why are you bringing up old shit?
I mean, I'm glad you're here, but I can still be like, so it didn't care until your neighbors got shot up? What is happening here? That stuff frustrates me.
Amen.
I love food, but I don't know if I would fake a heart attack or eat the food while it's still moving.
How is it worth it? And again, it wasn't even expensive bills that this guy was getting faking heart attacks.
You know what? There's still food that I haven't touched that's like legal and regular. Mm. Like, I don't even know that I've ever tried mayo. Why don't I start there before an octopus tries to crawl back out of my throat?
I eat a lot of things, but if it's moving, no thank you.
Yeah, I've seen those videos on like Facebook Reels or something, and it'll be a person eating something that's moving, and it's just like, why do you want life on hard mode? Why are you like, isn't life difficult enough? Mode. People choke on hot dogs every day.
Just regular ass.
You want to eat a fucking moving thing with tentacles? What?
Have you tried soup? You know how good soup is,
right? Have you tried that same thing, but when it's not moving? I bet it tastes just as fucking good.
I bet you it does.
I've had calamari. It's fucking delicious.
It is delicious. Bread it right. It is awesome.
Nothing needs to be that goddamn fresh.
Yeah, you don't even have to cook it for me. I'll take sushi.
Yeah.
But it does have to be dead.
Yeah, it needs to be dead for real.
It needs to be dead. I don't want to see it moving. Mm-mm.
Yeah, go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say it'd be funny. He's also a complainer. Like, these fries aren't well done, but he knows what's going to happen soon.
And I'm having a heart attack. That dude that's having a heart attack also feels like a Curb episode. But the thing, when y'all were talking about eating animals, and Keith said if he was in the country, he might even try a dog. And sure. I definitely would. But I feel like animals have one job, and that's to be more adorable than they are delicious.
Yeah, yes. Try a little bit. Give a fuck.
And if you're more adorable than you're delicious, we'll fucking figure it out, man. We'll make an excuse.
Yeah, because if you realize the animals that we don't eat, a lot of times they're very lean. They're not full of fat. You know what I'm saying? Like kangaroo, people do eat kangaroo.
But people eat deer. Deer is extremely lean. They make venison. I have venison chili. Deer's not that adorable. Like when you see it, like I've had the venison chili. It was great. But like a chicken, a pig, these are some ugly animals.
They are
smart. The fucking pig smarter than a dog. I don't give a fuck.
I don't. And again,
so good.
I think it's a myth. I don't see how that's fucking possible. You ever cry and a pig licks your tears away? I haven't seen it.
Right. That's a good point. If Keith hadn't seen it, truly must not be happy.
I'm sure dolphins are kissing tears away all over the place. Yeah. Fucking
idiots. I'm sure the vets that do the work and the science people don't know. But
do you know that? Do you know that human beings are the only animal that can rent an apartment?
First of all, that is not true. I've seen Aquaman, and they're charging rent down there. So Aquaman got all that gold. Oh, but no, but even like a dolphin being fucking smart and adorable, that's probably the only thing keeping us from eating fucking dolphin burgers and shit is, oh, look at the motherfucker doing little tricks and he can be in a movie and be Flipper or whatever. We would eat that motherfucker if it was ugly.
These other animals, they got to learn, like, when we kill one of them, you have to cry like you have feelings. Dolphins know to do that.
Fucking do some adorable flips and shit.
Yeah, do something.
That's the only thing kept us from eating dolphins. Motherfucker did. We had them in the net, and then another one did a flip. We're like, let this motherfucker go. Nah, we don't eat those. We don't eat that. Let's kill some more whales. Those motherfuckers don't do shit.
Yeah, dolphins know. Dolphins know. Oh, did you lock me up? I'm going to be sad and put my fin down. That's what these other animals need to do. Put your head down. You're sad.
Yes.
See, Charlotte knew what she was doing with that web. That's why that's why we didn't, you know, had to save one.
Honestly, I see why it's called Charlotte's Web. That's what kept us from eating that pig.
Yes.
It wasn't the pig.
No, it wasn't. Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah, the ghost rider and the fucking Charlotte was over there like some pig. I was like, fuck, we can't eat that one. That motherfucker knows something.
That's all they got out of that is like, maybe not this pig.
Yeah, he can read. The rest of you motherfuckers, though. Oh boy,
I tell you, you're gonna be in trouble this fall.
Thanksgiving season is coming up, and the rest of y'all better get to typing.
I was trying to read that book, Animal Farm. I thought it was a menu. It is boring. Yes. Yeah,
there was talking and shit. Parent,
Roger, did you have anything else?
Just the guy who fakes heart attacks feels like the only valid argument against universal healthcare that I've ever heard. Of just being like, see, if you pay for the fucking healthcare, motherfuckers gonna be faking heart attacks getting free meals. I'm like, okay, well, one to you, okay? You got one.
I would like to know ahead of time that this is the guy and he's gonna cause trouble and then run with the defibrillator. The defibrillator, right? And just start jacking him up.
Yes.
Right.
God. I want him to be on a date. Like,
I'd put my legs
up. Crazy.
Yeah.
I want him to bring his whole family to the restaurant. Let's get fucking nuts.
I'd put a pre-printed out piece of paper on everybody's table, like explaining it, and then you can place bets too with your waiter.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Is he going to order dessert?
If this guy comes in,
yeah.
If this guy comes in, everybody's meal is on the house.
Yeah.
This is a fucking show.
That's right.
And it would be nice. He show up in the whole room going, yeah.
The line would be out the door from that point on. You're just hoping he shows up.
He pays and leaves, and everybody's like, oh, fuck.
Yes.
I wish I had a free meal. Fuck.
You stop him at the door. Did we do something wrong?
Did we offend you?
What was?
I don't understand.
Did you not
can
like
we offend you?
Yeah.
We can include the tip mandatorily.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Keith brought up that he came back. How good was that food? That's the best Yelp review ever. Is this motherfucker came back to fake another heart attack? y'all shit is hit.
But we came for a dinner and a show. I'm highly disappointed.
They caught me twice. I went to the same place. Food was pretty banging though. One star. I'm in jail.
Biscuits were bussing. I want to see his Yelp page.
I wouldn't know what his final meal is.
In jail,
right.
He gets a death penalty and he's fucking hey, he's like, oh.
No, he eats a bologna sandwich in jail when he fakes a heart attack. Like, this guy is out of control.
Yeah. I guess we gotta let him go. He died this week.
It turns out it's a disease and it's just what happens. I mean, some people eat glass. I don't know what's going on.
Then what happened if he does choke on his food or get some food that's moving? People be like, oh, I guess you're just going. I guess you're just gonna go.
Yeah. We laugh at him, yeah.
What else does he use that for? Because I feel like don't just use it for dinner. Use it to get out of like your cell phone bill.
He uses that to fucking car wash.
Yeah.
They're like, just get out of here, sir. God bless.
Like, his wife's like, but I didn't come yet. He's like, oh.
He fakes a heart attack because she didn't have an orgasm yet. You can spend more time there just because you finished.
Oh, God, he's doing it again.
All right, forget it, honey. Forget
it. Bullshit. Like, what the hell is this?
We took out the trash.
Oh, the trash.
Okay, fine. I'll take the fucking trash out.
All right. But baby, I need you to cut the grass. Oh, I guess I'll cut the grass.
Can you tuck the kids to bed?
So you got change for a 20? Oh, fuck it, man.
And at home, he doesn't even like fall on the floor and be dramatic. He literally just goes,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll fucking do it.
Okay. Fine. It's not worth it, Dad. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, would you eat dog if it was legally on the menu? And I was a little surprised. 33% say yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Is that high for you?
That's,
or what?
I thought it'd be lower. I thought people would lie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you thought people would lie? I love how you phrased that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even trip that hard over Mike Vick, so I'd be a total hypocrite to say I wouldn't eat dog.
Right. I mean, when you see what Mike, that's why Michael Vick upset people. It's like, you didn't even eat him.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, and that's it?
Joe Rogan eats all the parts.
Right. Yeah. He's just electrocuting dogs and throwing them in a corner when they die. Sick. Right. That's a sick fuck.
Like, what is happening here?
When I seen Indiana Jones, they were eating monkey brains. I was like, I wonder if it was hidden though.
Right.
Like, I'll take a bite.
They make it a big ceremony.
Yeah. It's got to be banging. I mean, they probably seasoned it with some brown people that cooked it.
Right.
Just saying.
They got to have some seasoning in it.
Take a
don't take it to there. Now I'm racist for not wanting to eat this. I don't care what
I mean, it's not racist against brown people. You'd be racist if white people made it and you didn't eat it because salt and pepper to taste.
I don't want my monkey brain like that.
Some of these countries, though, the monkey's still alive. I don't eat live food.
Not live monkey. We had this discussion when you walked away for a second. We're not fucking with no live animals.
No.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
They need to be dead.
Yeah.
And not moving.
Not trying to accomplish something.
I don't want to be eating fucking dog ass and I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you. No, that is not on my bucket list and nor challenge list. I am good on that. No Q&A this week. So I guess Newsy, get back on these streets. We'll see you next week.
He needs time between each week to
if he didn't die, we'll record one tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully he's alive.
We need him to fuck. We need him to go to the doctor. You know.
Yep.
It takes time.
You gotta check Reddit. Yeah. You got to see if he's painting, you know. I keep up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cannot wait.
It's like a spoiler for me. Oh, he's still alive.
Oh, he's alive. Shit.
Okay, shit. All right. I ruined that for myself. I shouldn't have peeked ahead.
Like, oh, damn, I ruined it for me. You know, and when Keith and it was on without him, I was like, is New Zealand? I was like, hear the voice. Like, what is happening here? Mm-hmm. And it was much shorter, so I knew something was wrong with that.
The episode that just had Craig and Keith.
I was like, this is not your number 3 hours. I don't.
I was just happy it didn't start with like, how do I? Oh no!
So that's a good thing. So we're looking forward to your Newsy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, if all is well. Mm-hmm.
If you want spoilers, check the Reddit. He usually posts the pictures of his week and a little information there before we record.
Yes, if you want to know in advance. Silent trailers.
Yes.
This was fun.
Fun?
Yes.
Hold on. I got to Google fun. One second.
as an audience member, it was just a overall fun show. Keith lost, but they purposely confused Keith on purpose.
I don't even think they purposely did it.
I don't think they know where they were. Yeah, they didn't know where they were either.
Stumbled into it.
But like somebody, when it's not their turn, gave the fucking answer, and I assume that's it. And then the person actually playing, I lost track who it was each time. They repeated it before I repeated it.
It's not that easy to host.
Oh, sometimes it's like Jeopardy and the buzzer.
Yeah, I've always said chaos is the way to beat Key.
Yes.
Like you just gotta go in. Like the teams I've been on that's had the most success, we've had a lot of camaraderie, but we were just breaking all the fucking rules. There's always like a motherfucker cheating from chat. And there's a motherfucker that's like, I didn't know I couldn't DM somebody to answer on Zoom or some shit. And they tell them out loud, which confuses them even more, because now he's thinking like, why the fuck did you say that if you knew you were cheating? What are you doing? And him, how can you allow this? It's so fucking, it's the only way to win.
Everybody looks like ref.
I check the chat after the fact. It stays up on YouTube for a bit. I think I caught a cheater.
I think so too. I saw somebody that had a very specific answer. I forget the answer now. I was like, huh, that came from the chat.
Right. I don't know if this is the haunted hunted one, but it's
It was like a typo or something in the chat that made it to the guest.
Yes.
And yeah. I was like, huh. And I think they won off that one. I think they got it right, quote unquote. And I was like, I don't think so.
But so yeah, good.
But let's be honest, the categories.
Huh? You killed it. You did a good job. You did a good job, Hunter. You know,
yeah, I give you credit. These actually,
these are some categories that made sense to me.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah, you could actually link.
Oh, okay, player. Oh, I see you. Mm. Okay.
Oh shit, rename. Wow.
We going from sport camera on to this. She's posing in the chat, y'all.
I think I did.
I better work.
I think I
work it.
I think I did too good in the very beginning that they felt they had to get fucking nuts. Because I forget the first one, but the second was like bow tie, Pee Wee's Big Adventure. And so, you know, they had to do whatever they can do.
Recipe for disaster. I always say getting up early, it breeds a level of complacency. It's not on purpose. Right. Just like an NFL game, your team gets up early and you're like, I guess I can go to sleep. And you never can.
You never can.
Because they always fuck it up in the second half.
Yep. Which reminds me.
Taylor Swift's not there to watch.
Right. By the way, nice shirt you have on. What is that?
Thank you. Carolina Panthers.
We actually won a game.
I wear them all the time.
Oh, congrats. Oh, you wear them all the time?
We did it, y'all. Hey, if we go undefeated for the rest of the season, it might be too early to say this, but if we go undefeated for the rest of the season, we might make the playoffs.
If they go undefeated and everybody else dies.
And everyone dies.
The coin flip is.
Which could happen. It could happen. With so many mass shootings in America, don't count us out. It could happen, dog.
Things could roll our way. But I was glad we didn't go 0-16. So I will take this win. And I was like, y'all must be really sorry because we are.
It's even worse now. It's even worse now. There's 17 games. So we would have been the first team to go 0-17.
Oh, no. You don't want to break that record?
Yeah. So thank God.
Is your team doing okay?
They lost, but they're doing good enough. The Ravens are doing a lot better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you were to bet on them now,
I'd still put $100 for the Super Bowl because, I mean, what's the point of life?
Okay.
And Keith's theory, his conspiracy theory, I think it's falling apart because Taylor wasn't at the game. They were clearly favored. They ended up losing the game.
Oh, surprise, surprise. You don't think she has an inner... She has the end. She's a fucking billionaire, literally. She has a phone call that knows a little more than the guys that make the spread. Surprise, she wasn't there and they lost and she will never be embarrassed.
I'm just trying to help refine the conspiracy theory to something that works, that'll fit all 17 games. And right now, I'm going with they play harder when she's there.
Yeah,
they do.
I'm going with that. They know they're going to be on TV. They know everyone's going to watch. It's just like when someone's girlfriend comes to the basketball court and all of a sudden motherfuckers flagrantly fouling each other. And you're like, the fuck is this? Like, I feel like that's what's happening because they played like shit yesterday against a team they were supposed to like. Denver's dog shit.
Denver is not good.
Like, it was some dog shit team they lost to. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So,
Denver.
Yeah, but if Tay-Tay would have been there, okay, she came to console her man afterwards. She caught a flight to go be with Travis Kelce after the game to cheer him back up. So next week, guys, we'll see.
I think it's basically it's like Chiefs are 5-2 and Denver's the exact opposite. Taylor wasn't there.
That's the one I wouldn't have went to if I was her. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, to see this shit?
No, thank you.
Can you imagine? So there's got to be something in the locker room like, all right, let's acknowledge it. Taylor is not here. Okay. Now, with that in mind.
That's the Saturday Night Live code open. Right, that's it.
Oh, that's great.
That's it. The coach giving the speech to the locker room. Taylor's not going to be here.
You know what?
And everybody goes,
they should put a lookalike out there. Just to you never know. These people are wearing the same socks all season. You don't know what's going to help.
Good point.
Cardboard cutout. She's thin.
Yeah. Travis Kelce. I mean, Patrick Mahomes' wife kind of looked like her. You know, she's a blonde white lady. Just put her in a dress.
Holograms, right? We have enough money.
AI.
Yeah, and Taylor got money, so it won't be that old raggedy AI that they try to plug into some games where you're like, oh, I can tell that is AI. That doesn't even look like a person.
I just imagine her not caring because
I could see her not caring.
Like she's fucking, she definitely want to fuck this dude. He's a very attractive man, but this is a lot. It's like, damn, I gotta come every Sunday, bro. I'm Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the game, she has to do the work, quite frankly. You know?
Yeah. You're all beat up and shit.
Everybody acts Taylor like it's fun. No. They can throw her on the bed, but it's like, he can't fucking move.
Right. Hey, Taylor ain't no take care of him type of chick. Mm-mm. She's not fucking, here's an ice pack and fucking Epsom salt bath. Like, get the fuck out of here.
She was like, you better get the help to do that. And, you know, her movie just came out, so who knows? She might have been doing promotion and shit for that. She was like, my movie just came out.
You don't care.
I don't have time for this.
Mahomes, do you want a song about yourself?
That sounds kind of cool.
Well, here's Thank You Next, and think about it.
Oh, no. Last week, no notes, great show.
Great show. Last week on Keith and the Girl, you both did fantastic.
Yes, shout
out. Great audience.
Yeah, shout out to the studio audience. Mm-hmm. Studio audience apologized because they were eating the Jersey Mike's.
They were a little late.
They were a little late.
Yeah, we had some issues with craft services, but they got in eventually.
Yes. So, you know, once we got all that settled, the studio audience was in and they were strong to the end. So we appreciate them for hanging tough and hanging in there. Thank you, everybody. This has been fun. We actually enjoy hanging out with Keith from Hemda.
Nice.
If
actually
nobody else has, thank you, anything else, about to shut it down, keithandthegirl.com.